Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Joining me today is Ty Stewart to talk about the upcoming Washington County Rodeo. Ty first talks about what the dates are for the rodeo this year and where it's going to be held at.
The Washington County Rodeo is going to take place June 12th and 13th right there in Washington, Kansas, right on the fairgrounds on the south side of Highway 36.
He mentions what people can expect from the rodeo this year.
Excitement. Some of the top two-legged and four-legged athletes going head-to-head. It's going to be a thrilling weekend.
There are many rodeo events that fans are able to watch.
Yeah, there's going to be all sorts of rodeo events, all the way from the bareback to saddle bronc, to tie-down roping, breakaway roping. Everyone loves the fast horses and girls and the barrel racing. And then, of course, the main event of the night, the bull riding, to close things out. So we're excited.
The rodeo performances begin at the same time each night.
The gates will open to the grounds at 5 o'clock. We'll do mutton busting at 6:30, and then the actual rodeo performance will start at 7 o'clock each night.
One event people always enjoy is the mutton busting.
Mutton busting. It's from ages 3 to 7. The kids under 60 pounds. We're going to take the first 10 kids that show up and sign up, and they're going to grab a handful of wool and hang on for dear life as the sheep run down the arena. We love it.
There will be food and drinks available during the event.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We are we're ecstatic. We got several food vendors coming in, so we're gonna have a wider range of food and drinks. There will be a beer trailer there for those over 21. It is a cash only event, so make sure you please bring cash and enjoy all the festivities.
After the rodeo performances wrap up, there will be entertainment for attendees to enjoy.
Yeah, so after each night, after Friday and Saturday, right there behind the grandstands, we're going to turn the night over to DJ Dusty Bonner. He's going to play some tunes and we're going to party the night away. Celebrate.
The Washington County Rodeo features TK Pro Rodeo.
TK Pro Rodeo is the rising stars in the pro rodeo world. Tyler and Jenny Kijak and their son Truce has absolutely taken the rodeo world by storm. They hail from Jay, Oklahoma, and when they pull into town, you know it. They got big old shiny trucks with TK Pro Rodeo all over their stuff. So when TK comes to town, you know he's here.
Every community rodeo has something that makes it unique, and this rodeo is special for Washington County.
It feels like a family event, and it is. It's a great event for everyone in the community. It creates an economic boost for all the businesses around the community, and we get to celebrate the Western heritage and go back to times of cowboys and cowgirls going head-to-head against each other and as well as against four-legged athletes.
There are many new additions coming to the rodeo this year.
One of the new features that we got, we have a 10-foot by 20-foot replay board coming. So no matter where you're sitting at in the stands, we have a camera crew there, and they're going to catch all the action. So if you didn't see exactly what you thought maybe you wanted to see, you look up the replay board, and it's going to be there. And we're excited. We got a phenomenal crew coming. The voice of the Washington County Pro Rodeo, Troy Goodrich, is coming. He's been here for years. And we got Sean Boom Boom Thompson coming to clown this year. If anyone knows anything about Boom Boom, his name says it all. There's going to be some Boom Boom, and it's going to be a good time and a lot of belly laughs. So it's going to be a blast.
People can go to their Facebook page for more information, updates, or details about the rodeo.
So you can follow us on Facebook, on Washington County Rodeo. You'll find us there on Facebook, or we just kicked off a webpage. You can go to www.letsrodeokansas.com, and you'll find us there.
A big thank you to Ty Stewart for joining me on this weekend's Public Affairs to talk about the Washington County Rodeo. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.